Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Call us. 617-779-7937. That's the number with your thoughts on a series win for the Boston Red Sox against the New York Yankees. That's good news. You can talk about that all day long. And whatever else is on your mind, you can also text the show on that same number. That is the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Before we get to the rest of this morning's leads, could we open the window world of Boston weather window, please? Curtis, if you could poke your head outside and tell us whether we are going to get any actual sun in June on a weekend, or at least this week, it would be appreciated.
I hate this weather we're in. It's going to be nice. Wednesday, Thursday, we're going to be gorgeous, 80, sunny, 81 Thursday, but Saturday looks like some showers, 63, and Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 68.
I'm sure people have mentioned it to you 1,000 times already because they have said it to me, but 12 Saturdays in a row, it has rained in this region.
Welcome to New England.
And I don't appreciate it. Not in the summer or near summer or whatever it is. So, all right. Today looking like it's going to get warm later, Curtis? Or
yeah, I mean, it's just high of 65, cloudy, kind of humid. We got the smoke coming in from Canada, so it's unhealthy for sensitive groups, Greg.
All right. Well, you could get a house full of windows installed for just $99 a month, if you go to Window World of Boston, check out their website, windowworldofboston.com. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. That caller earlier set me up perfectly because I think coming off of a series win against the Yankees, Raffy homering 111 miles per hour. The ball came off the bat for him.
That's the exit velo?
Yeah.
I'm big into the exit velo.
Yeah,
Curtis,
you
big
I know
into
you
the
are.
exit velo?
I have a fast exit velo at 9.
I am so into the exit velo.
I knew you were, so I wanted to bring it up. Yeah. Fewest games to get to 30 home runs against the Yankees. He's in second now behind Manny. But there are still a decent amount of people, whether it's media or fans, talking about the jog to first base, talking about the fact that he won't play first base, the fact that he won't play third base, all the negatives that come with Rafael Devers. On a team where guys are not showing up every single day, and he is, the negativity is wild. We've now reached a point where I don't know, and I hate even saying this because I'm a Devers fan. I have been an apologist this season. I understand why he's being petty. I think that if anybody was in his shoes, a lot of people would be doing the same exact thing. But I don't know how he comes back from this to win back the fans that he lost in the process. I don't know how he comes back from this with the media members that he's lost in the process. I think we are looking at these games with such a critical eye now. So any time that Alex Cora even looks at him wrong, people are going to jump to, oh my God, these two hate each other. To call Devers a cancer in a clubhouse is absolutely nuts. But it might be time. It might be better for Rafael Devers if he's on a different team.
All they got to do is win, Courtney.
I know, but Wiggy, people Dead. Think he is a douche now. Yeah. I don't. I don't want to see Devers go anywhere.
You know how it is. People think they're a douche, but if the team's winning, say they rip off like 8 in a row and Devers continues to do what he's doing, then fans are like, oh, okay, don't trade one of your best assets.
I agree. I would not trade him. I'm saying better for Rafael Devers in the long run might be playing for a different organization.
My question, though, is like, so should fans not be frustrated that he doesn't run hard to first base?
No, but also, if you're going to talk about the negative aspect, talk about the positive. If you hear Alex Cora after say that it wasn't lack of hustle, then believe him. There was also some talk of maybe he tweaked something. Maybe he was a bit hurt. Maybe
he tweaked his hammy or something.
Yeah. Because he grimaced a little bit when he was going.
It may have been an actual ham that was caught in there somewhere.
That's not nice, and he looks great.
Why did Alex Cora look pissed then?
Exactly.
If Alex Cora doesn't care.
I do not know, but I'm saying that
I think he was looking at, like, did you pull something? I mean, I get what you're saying, Courtney. Because you know who never ran a first base?
You know
who never ran a first base? Big Poppy.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Poppy never ran a first. As soon as it happened, I was like, all right, here we go. Here are the people going to come out. Why didn't he hustle it out? He could have maybe beat out the
role. It's a fair question.
Right. I love that it's not the player that doesn't run.
He hit a bomb. Yeah.
As Craig Breslow would say and has said 1,000 times on this show, it's a fair question. It's a fair question.
But when he's the only guy that's showing any hustle during the season and actually performing for the team, I just don't understand the negative aspect. And I can already see in the Twitch, like, such a millennial take. I'm a millennial. I don't know what to tell you.
Stop
it's not really a diss.
Ortiz,
just
Manny. I love Manny. Manny never legged out bleeders. I mean, that's some of the big leaguers that have this mindset that, you know what, they're never going to beat it out. Unless you're a guy like Duran or you're a guy who got speed. Devers ain't legging it out.
Well, no, I realize that he's not a speedster, but you judge people based on the effort that they put in. Effort can overcome a lot of things.
Oh, no, I agree with you.
In many cases, it can overcome a deficit in talent.
I agree with you. But if Devers is playing first base and there's no issue, no one cares about this. No one's saying, oh, why didn't he leg that out? If he's playing first base and...
No, exactly.
Right. But so that's my point. People only do it because they're not doing what they want him to do.
Yes. They're going back to spring training. They're going back to the beginning of the season. Right. But I don't know what he can do to win these people back.
Just run to first base. It's not that hard.
Just keep hitting home runs.
People are still going to hate him.
Nobody hates him.
Hate is pretty loud when you are listening to people talk about him right now.
Yeah, I think I would say the hate is real.
Right. So if somebody doesn't show up on time for a date, is it your fault for complaining about it?
No.
So then why are we giving... Like, it's so weird. I don't get it. Like, yeah, I don't think he should be released. I wouldn't trade him.
But
if
they don't show up for time on the date, you might complain about it. But if they're giving you that guac guac 3000 at the end of the night, who cares if they showed up 15 minutes late?
I don't think there's guacamole involved in that particular move.
That's the difference.
If they show up late to the date after you showed up late to a date for the first two, then that's probably what's going on.
Greg, can you tell me the time that David Ortiz didn't do what his manager asked him to do?
Never. He played first base when he was 36 years old.
Right. I guarantee you, Curtis, if she shows up late and she gives you that guac guac 3000, you don't give a damn. Stop it. That's what he did. He didn't leg it out. The next time he was up at bat or two bats later, he had a bomb. So that's all I care about.
When they were up by 5.
He did homemade guac, like in the little mortar and pestle.
Who cares? You showed up a little bit late, but at the end of the night, you did what I expected you to do.
He is spicy this
morning.
Well,
I mean, it's so fraudulent. Because if he was playing first base, no one would care not legging it out.
You're almost as spicy as some of the Twitchers who were out with us on Thursday night.
No, I mean, Devers. Hey, listen.
I heard some scoops.
Huh?
I heard some scoops.
Well, yeah.
Two scoops.
I mean, there was one fantastic Twitcher who dumped him out.
Who dumped him out?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were watching the basketball game, me and Coach. Full dump out. I felt like I was back in the AAF days, like it was the indoor beach party all over again.
What's a dump out?
You remember when they were out.
The boobs.
You remember they were out? They were out.
A flash, if you will.
My Lord, it was fantastic.
Well, I missed this. Somebody got flashed?
Save that.
Yeah.
Who got flashed?
I think you were eating sliders at the time. You missed it.
Wait, he's jealous.
You were actually having a chicken breast.
I don't. Who got flashed?
It was great. All right. What is. Courtney, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Although a texter says, I don't know what you say to this texter on the Subaru of New England text line, but it was embarrassing that he didn't run it out, is what that they say. Come on, Coco. Right. It was embarrassing.
But he technically did run it out, and then he slowed down.
All right, Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So, you know, you watch the NBA and ESPN, and they love to throw the W up in your face, the WNBA. And I will have to say this about the WNBA. Y'all better be grateful for Caitlin Clark because the tickets for the Sky Fever game were basically going for $3 once they realized Caitlin Clark wasn't playing.
Yeah.
And that's obviously the big rivalry, Chicago versus, well, the Angel Reese Caitlin Clark. But when she doesn't show up or she's not available to play, no one even cares about the W.
It was just so crazy. Wiggy, she wasn't playing in the game.
Right.
But created the drama that you love by calling, you know, for the travel call on Angel Reese and getting into it with Angel Reese. Like, that's good for the league.
Right, but no one cares when she's not out there. Like, the fact that the tickets, they were basically giving them away for this game, and just the difference of when she plays versus when she's not playing, it's like amazing where I don't think you've ever seen an athlete in their respected sport. Like, if Tatum doesn't play, all right.
Tickets are still going. For
right, because maybe you get to see, I don't know, Giannis who's playing on the other side. Okay. But when Caitlin Clark doesn't play, the W should be grateful for her because when she don't play, no one cares.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
If you like Wiggy's lead and you're watching this show on Twitch, dump him out. That's how we celebrate a good lead on this show going forward.
Yeah. And we won't be giving the name. People are asking for the name. We're not going to. If that person wants
okay.
to.
Okay. I got it. It was Ken.
If that person wants to own up to it in Twitch.
Right. Right. They can own up to it if they want. If not, it will remain our little secret. Man, what?
When did this happen?
You were standing right there.
Wiggy is so sad.
Maybe your back was to the individual. I don't remember.
Oh, man, I was watching the game. You were sitting behind me.
Yeah.
Huge right boobs.
This is Amy from Bridgewater. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, guys. I love the show. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for loving the show. What's up?
Well, I have something about Devers. I went to the game Saturday night in New York, and it was so much fun. I just feel like everything goes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Back to basics. I think Cora lost control of the clubhouse. He should be the one running the show and controlling the players, not the opposite. When they got Bregman, he should have been like, Devers, this is what you're doing. This is where you're playing. Devers should have said, whatever you need done for the team.
Yeah.
It's back to basics. Like, okay, coach, that's what he should have presented to the media. Mm-hmm. Courtney, I agree with you, like, 100% about the media. They're really disliking him right now.
Yeah.
But it's because he's being a baby. He's being a baby and, like, womp, womp, I want to play this position. I don't want to do that. You do what's best for the team. That's what we learned, like, I learned in softball, like, 35 years ago. Cora has to take control. He has to take control of these guys and dictate where they're going to play. They don't say, no, I'm not doing that, I'm not doing this. You get paid a ton of money to provide wins, and Wiggy, you're right. If he stops winning, everything's going to, you know, and continually hitting, you don't jog to first base. You never know what's going to happen on the field. You run as fast as you can, and that's how you're going to get your respect back.
Wiggy's job is making excuses for Rafael Devers and every other player.
I just want people.
Manny did it. Ortiz.
I want people to be. But it's true. I was at the.
I know you are, but what am I?
I went to the Mets game, and you know who didn't jog it out? Juan Soto. Like, it happens all the time in baseball. I just think.
So Devers is Juan Soto now?
No. Oh, I mean, his numbers wise, he's got better numbers than Juan Soto. Mm-hmm. Right. I look at what the team could have did to not put us in this situation. And the broadcast, I don't know who they were last night, but there was one guy on there, former player, and he said if the team would have got ahead of this, there wouldn't be an issue. Or if he said they should have started Devers at third base and put Bregman at second, you wouldn't be in this situation. Hmm. But the team, front office, manager, however you want to slice up their pie, created this issue.
What they percent of the blame is on Devers? What
and so now you don't blame Frankenstein when he tears down the village. You blame Victor von Frankenstein.
What percent do you give for the blame or culpability in Rafael Devers?
I'd probably give him like 25%.
And 75% is the organization.
Yeah, 75% is between the organization and management.
Okay.
I will get to my lead next, and then right after they said it, a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend in sports. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Red Sox get a win last night, 11-7 against the Yankees. An explosive sixth inning had the Sox scoring 5 runs. And while Rafi Devers homered, people only talking about a sixth inning jog after hitting a grounder to second, getting the final out of the inning. Alex Cora was asked about that after the win. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, we said Devers soft ground ball to second base in the sixth inning. Is that not running it out? Is that lack of hustle or is it something else?
It wasn't lack of hustle.
Something going on.
It wasn't lack of hustle. Yeah, leave it like that.
That was a great analogy by me. The Frankenstein one.
Yes, it was.
You don't blame Frankenstein for tearing down the village. You blame Victor Frankenstein for creating the monster.
Good point.
That was a good one.
The Sox now home to take on the Rays 7-10 first pitch with Brian Baio taking the mound. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh.
I hate to get you on a technicality, but you're referring to the monster as Frankenstein, and I believe that is not correct. The Frankenstein is the doctor. It's Dr. Frankenstein's monster.
Yes, the original. He was just no name. He was the monster.
He was the monster.
I got a new Frankenstein coming out. Looks pretty good.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do. It looks actually pretty good.
Is Michael B. Jordan in it?
No. Oh. But I did watch Sinners again yesterday. No,
Idris Elba? Is it?
No. It's all a Caucasian cast.
I see.
Yeah, I don't remember if there was ever a black Frankenstein, but that would be interesting. There was a black Dracula.
Yes, there was.
Blackula.
Yeah, Blackula.
From the 1970s movies.
Christian Arcand will have the Mass Mutual pregame show. That's at 6:10. OKC has evened out the NBA Finals with the Pacers. The Thunder won Game 2, 123-107. SGA led the way with 34 points. Game 3 is in Indiana on Wednesday. The Stanley Cup Final have Game 3 tonight after a wild game for Brad Marchand in Game 2 with 2 goals, including the overtime game winner. The series is tied at 1 apiece. Puck drop tonight is at 8. In the NFL, Nick Chubb is expected to sign with the Texans. Here at home, it's mandatory minicamp week. And for the tennis heads out there, Coco Gauff won her first French Open on the women's side, her second major win, and on the men's side, it was a wild one with Carlos Alcaraz coming back from the dead to beat out Jannik Sinner. And Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, they're honest, and they provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. We've still got Greg's lead, and they said it, coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.